You're such an asshole.
Hello, childrenassholeconsulting.com. How you kids doing? Let's get to work. Hi, asshole. My name is Keep You Anonymous. I'm a regular listener to your show as well as a repeat customer. My background, late 20s. You are an immigrant. You live in a leftist state that I hate. You work in accounting, making a significant amount of money. You have a significant net worth. I'm trying to keep you anonymous because I want you to keep your career if you so to choose to have it. Investments are not in tax-deferred accounts, so you can withdraw anytime you want. You have a little bit of student loan debt and will be fully repaid by this upcoming new year. Wow, okay, all right. You have a significant net worth. Why don't you just pay the darn thing off and be done with it? Significantly high IQ. You're single and plan on staying that way. No kids. You win. Good night, everybody. Good night. The only way you could screw that up is start doing drugs and commit crime or have a kid. This year, I've started to ponder my future a lot. Given my profession, I find myself working more and more each year. This increase in job duties always comes with a generous raise, but ever since I have crossed the $85,000 a year threshold, all other increases that come my way don't make me as excited anymore. That's about right. Now, this is several years ago, but a study was done. So maybe it is adjusted for inflation, about 85, but it was about 70 grand. Like, once you hit 70 grand, like, all the things that you would kind of like to have. I mean, I know we'd all like our own personal F-22 Raptor, but you wouldn't have to worry about, oh, can I afford this dinner? Yeah, you can. Can I afford that car? Yeah, you can. As long as you didn't go overboard with it. And it would be where you could relax, where you wouldn't worry about money anymore unless you had a spending problem. And so by now, yeah, it might be up to 85 grand. And of course, it depends on where you live. But yeah, much above, God, much above 85, I'd be perfectly happy. I'm a minimalist and can survive on a healthy minimum. I believe in fun. Therefore, I spend a little more than a typical minimalist might have. But I always find myself stashing at least 30% of my monthly income away. That's good. I'm afraid people take minimalism way too far. Like, I afford myself the occasional nice thing. You know, I got my motorcycles and all that. And the house that I built, I got a nice gas fireplace that I liked. What else? In the bathroom, I put in checkered black and white marble flooring. But it's a small bathroom, so it wasn't that expensive. But it was like another $400 or $500 over regular marble. But you know, it's nice. You're allowed to travel. Some purists out there, it's like, oh, look, you're not even enjoying life. You're not even eating ice cream. You're going to Aldi's all the time. And I like Aldi's, but you know, sometimes go to Kowalski's. My boss made it clear in the future I could potentially make senior manager at my firm. Ooh, yay, more work. Generally, that title comes with a significant increase in pay and a shit ton of responsibilities. I look at how much my current senior managers work and it makes me sick to my stomach. There's your answer. I look at how much the current senior managers work. Oh, I'm sorry. They work nonstop. It is never good enough. Partners always push them for more and try to squeeze as much responsibilities from them as they can. Yeah, but they're senior managers. They're junior executives and they work in the downtown building. I don't know if they work in the downtown building. And that way, when they go with their increasingly fattening wife at the dinner party, she could say, my husband just made senior manager. Mm-hmm. My husband. Yes, he did. Children, I don't know where they are. I dropped them off at the daycare people. What do I know? Not my children. I mean, genetically, yeah. And I'll bet you nuts to bolts, all those senior managers with their fancy paychecks, they ain't got anywhere near your net worth. They're all leveraged up to debt. Before you suggest to look for a new firm, let me assure you that this trend tends to happen 95% of all my type of firms. It's just the nature of the business. That's not a business you're in long term. I'm tired of overworking. I don't want to give my life away to work. I do understand that in order to be in an FU position, one needs to have money as collateral. Therefore, I decided to split my life into three chunks. I don't know how long this plan will take me. It all depends on how well the market performs and how much savings I can do. Therefore, I'll not put a time frame on it, but I do believe it could take me anywhere between 10 and 20 years. See, already you're a minimalist. Okay, one of the many benefits of being a minimalist is adaptability and flexibility. No, I'm not doing that. I'm going now. Like, from the time I decided I was going to quit my job in Wyoming to the time I put in my paperwork, it was like 48 hours, because by the time I decided that, I had already come up on a year to have my year thing. That way they couldn't ask for their bonus back. I'm like, and then thankfully I gave it 2 weeks notice, but they said, well, we'll just let you have the 2 weeks off. Like, cool. See ya. I always wondered about that. Like, what? I'm going to steal from your company? You're afraid I'm going to like do something bad? You guys are losing money to your clients all the time. They're robbing you blind. They're never paying you back. You're worried about me. But it was the end. And then that very day when they said, well, you got 2 weeks. Fine, bye. Hopped on my motorcycle, geared up, rode it all the way down to Phoenix, Arizona. So don't,
or it has to be three chunks.
No, no. How about you just chill the F out and relax and be, I mean, have a plan, have some general goals, but be adaptable, be malleable. Because opportunities aren't set at this time. And they're not like trains where they show at regularly scheduled intervals. They come randomly and irregularly. You have to be ready to capitalize on them. The plan is as follows. When I reach 500,000 net worth, I will scale back on work to no more than 40 hours per week. I will either do it at my current firm or find a company position that relates to my industry, even if it means I take a lower pay. When I reach 1 million net, okay. What, assuming it's today's dollars, you don't need a million. If you're a minimalist, you don't need a million net worth. If you haven't read these two books, you need to read them now. One is Early Retirement Extreme by Jacob Lund Fisker and Poor Richard's Retirement, written by me. It'll show you how little money you actually need. Now, I understand you're not a purist minimalist. You like to afford the occasional thing, but you don't want to work your life away. Okay, well then stop working then. It's much closer. Much closer. 500,000, that's a good net worth to aim for. And unless we're talking decades in the future where inflation would make that number irrelevant, a 500,000 is more than enough to retire on if you're a minimalist. Of course, you'd like to have more, who wouldn't? But if your goal is to not work, 500,000 is fine. But then I will scale back at 40. No, dude. Why don't you start your own firm? Why don't you do some entrepreneurship? Why don't you just make 30 grand a year and you have your 500,000 and then you just relax the rest of the time? Two, when I reach 1 million net worth, I will scale back on work to part-time, working no more than 3 days a week. If you make $1 million, you single, you don't have kids, you don't need to work ever again. I know you're an accountant. I know you're a square. All right. But you do need to do a little bit of financial calculations here. Like, how much money are you going to use? I will slowly start to drain from my investments without breaking the 3% rule. When I reach 1.5 million net worth, I'll fully quit the workforce and live off dividends and investments. I might take gigs here and there out of boredom, but it will be fully on my terms. The reason behind this, I live a very healthy lifestyle, meaning that I have hobbies outside of work, which includes many things that you list that are interesting. But I can't do these things as often as I want. As I get older, this starts to bother me a lot. I don't want to pass. I don't want my life to pass me by. What do you think of my plans and my thoughts? If you have any suggestions in my thought process, please let me hear them. I appreciate the time and help. Please name your price for video size. I think your numbers are way too high. It depends on how much you spend and what your lifestyle you'd like to lead is. But I think those numbers are way too high. I think you have completely undersold yourself on, why don't you go get a CPA? Why don't you open up your own shop? I absolutely would not take the promotion. Absolutely not. Don't take the promotion. You're a minimalist. I said it before, but not that it's a direct slave master relationship between employee and employer, but it's damn close. And the less money you need, the less power your employer has over you. So if they ever get lippy or psychotic or contradictory or evil or mean or sadistic, you say, bye, I don't need you. Now, I haven't worked for a boss in coming up on a decade now. All right? And I don't know what the state of managers and employers are, but I can't imagine they're better. And everyone runs into this sadistic boss, right? At least one of them. And so you being a minimalist, you do not have to suck corporate cock. You do not have to kiss corporate ass. And you certainly don't have to be worked to the bone. So if you don't want to be promoted, don't be promoted. Make your $85K a year, whatever it is. And there you go. Be happy. And with the, you know, the 500,000, okay, you'll get there. A million? Dude, you give me a million, I'd quit. I'd quit. I'm done. Bye. See, now I'm a little bit older. I'm closer to death. But one thing you are completely missing out here is that you have a nomadic skill you could do on the internet. If you got your CPA, you'd be golden. And then you could just, in other words, your dream could be realized within a year or two. Where you're not working for a boss, you're just working for yourself, regardless of how much your net worth is. And then you'll gladly go to work, way more gladly than you are now. And you'll make the money, you'll get the money. But I think what you need to do is recalculate your amortization and withdrawal rates and your retirement balances, given your minimalist lifestyle. And they'll put more realistic numbers on these benchmarks. They have 1.5 million. I don't know anyone I know on an individual who's single and has no kids, is not going to have kids, probably not going to get married either. That's one of the benefits. It's the most important benefit of being a minimalist. You're free. You don't need to work that much. You don't have to give so much of a high percentage of your life, your finite life, to some employer to make that money so you can finally be free of them. You've lowered the escape velocity of poverty so much being a minimalist. And without any kids or a wife, oh my God, you could get by in a shoestring. So I would strongly recommend you look at self-employment sooner than later. I think I asked you that. No, I have never bothered with the CPA. As soon as I finished college, I got a pretty decent offer working in this place that I am now and stayed ever since. Never wanted to study more than I already have and didn't particularly care for the CPA license. There's just high demand for accounts now more than ever since people don't want to major in accounting anymore, but demand is rising. Okay. I mean, if you could find, look, at least strike out on your own and do some bookkeeping or something. All right. If there's that high of demand, strike out on your own, off your own. Now, you may have signed a non-compete agreement. I don't know what your employment clauses are that you signed. But if you don't think you need your CPA, fine. But you should definitely look at self-employment. Because then you could say, bye, I'm out of here, and just never work for a boss again. Okay, maybe it takes you 5-10 years longer to get your $1 million mark. Who cares? You're working for yourself. Now that you're working for yourself and you're digitally employed, you can vacate. You could go to Moab. I mean, cripes, that's what I do if you consider this work. I go here. I do work. I yell at the internet. Wake up. Hey, great one. Let's go hike Moab. All right. Go visit my friend over there. Hey, Alexi. Yeah, let's go. Let's go. I'm done with work. Let's go surf or something. I don't surf, but he lives over in San Diego. You know, that's where they surf. Hey, Adam. Yeah. Hey, let's go and smoke mushrooms or something, man. I'm done with work. All right, man. We go smoking the mushrooms now. If need, I can always change job and had almost in a whim, make decent living without the license. Hope they help. Yeah. All right. If you don't want to get a CPA license, that's fine. That's fine. But I think your numbers, I mean, otherwise it's a fine plan. You're in a good position. Just be prepared that, like, a lot of people have this up or out mentality. Like, you say, I don't want to get promoted. You refuse to kiss the ring, homie the clown? That's way too old for you. You won't know what that is. So there you go. You got my blessing. All right, let's get to the super chats. Are there any? There is. There's a $10 one. Oh, here's Kyle Bircher. $2. Spent a chunk of the year in Thailand and can be less. Right. Right. Oh, here, Robert Flores. 10 generous dollars. Thanks, Rob. Going to send you an interesting request in a few weeks. Right now, very busy escaping from Southern California to Northern Nevada. There you go. Good man. Good man. It's just a couch. This isn't living. Great movie. Great movie. Oh, I should go watch it again. It's always a good time to watch American Beauty. It is so sad how many people have that lifestyle they painted in American Beauty. And even better now, because that's a 20-year-old movie. Now they got even a bigger house with fancier cars and faster computers. I don't know what. Higher heels. And for all that, I thought in Gen X, I thought Gen X with its grunge movement, because I'll tell you a quick story. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. 80s, totally materialistic. You had to have the right clothes, the right shoes. You had to write the haircut, all conformity, all that other stuff. Who was the most popular? Oh, my God, Tina, that's going to. And then in the early 90s, you had the grunge movement. I remember it happened within 1 year, 92 to 93, where it went from, oh, my God, OMG, I'm so popular, to I'm shopping at Ragstock, man. Perhaps the original virtue signalers, the proto virtue signalers. And then you went to Ragstock and you went to get designer things. And you go to Goodwill. Was it Macklemore with his bop-a-doo, 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 bah? That song. that was 2010. But anyway, so many things I had high hopes of Gen X. One would be we wouldn't get divorced because all of our parents got divorced. Like, not doing that. I guess we will. And then whatever that grunge thing was, it was just a fad, because now is I've gone to the suburbs and I'm those people now. I'm the aged people. I'm the adults. And I look at it, I'm like, oh my God, you're worse than like 90210, which is another old ancient thing none of you guys are gonna get later. Yeah, 90210. That was Beverly Hills. What was the Melrose Place? That was another one. And I'm looking, I'm like, so you learned nothing? Nobody learned. I thought we'd love each other and family. This time, but one more time, but never again. Unto the bridge once more, but never again for family. Apparently not. Apparently we're getting divorced at the same rates and we're buying crap we can't afford, just like the baby boomers. That's all right. We'll inherit it all anyway, but we'll have reverse mortgages just like the baby boomers, and we'll be miserable just like the baby boomers. Why? Because it's an Italian leather couch. How does it feel to get nailed by the king? Fuck me, your majesty. Thomas Landrum, our accounting agent in the field. $10. Shout out to Aaron Clary, minimalist course. Did you take it, Tom? Do you even need it, though? I mean, you're kind of a regular here. You're in accounting. You're doing well. Are you still in school? Did you graduate and you're out now onto the CPA? I couldn't remember. Laughing Lark, 10 generous dollars. You will never retire, Cap. No, I never will. I never will. You couldn't even take a proper vacation. Look, I'm going to explain it again. I had to take multiple vacations off to just catch up with the work, because I can't relax unless there's no work to do. Then I say, okay, now I could go have fun. And so the 2 weeks, the first week was all backlogged work. Then I took a whole week off. And as you've noticed, I haven't been really staying on top of Asshole Consulting videos all that much. Have a significant backlog now. And now that things are kind of stabilizing at the house, everything's all right. I got to go get spider spray because I found a black widow spider in the garage. And it's scorpions down in the Southern Command, and it's black widow spiders in the Northern Command now. I will never retire because retirement is death. But I mean, I'll tell you this. Like, if I had $1 million, okay, the price of Asshole Consulting is going up to like $100 minimum. I don't care how short it is. What's 5 plus 5? $100. Give it to me. That'd be minimum. And then I'd write a book here or there. I'd probably do more podcasting because Lord knows we're never getting to it. But it would be at my own time and it'd be on my own terms. And I wouldn't even be on YouTube. I'd be like, yeah, we're going to do it on there. I don't need the money. Why? I'm going to do it on Manosphere.tv. I'm going to do it on some other place. But what? 2 days ago, I had almost a whole day off. I went riding. I had Perkins, French silk pie. My favorite new thing to order at Perkins. Diet Pepsi, which I know is contradictory, but it just tastes good with a French silk pie and a double order of bacon. Oh, it's great. It's great. Wonderful. But you got to go to the Spearfish Perkins, because the Rapid City Perkins, one of them, the one on La Crosse, they're always closed. Now, the one over on 79, that one is a little bit more regularly open, but I've been hit and miss with that one. But I don't even bother going to La Crosse one anymore. But I know the Spearfish one is open regularly. Bop-a-doo, 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 bop. $0.50. Welcome back, buddy. $2. Cappy test on Shannon Doherty. Well, send me Oh, Clary tests are up to $30 now because I hate doing them. I mean, I don't hate it. It's just like, oh, Clary test. All right. I'll do it. But they're up to $30. Manoj Pun, regular client here, ballroom dancer as well. $10, spend less. Yes, it is. It is. How do you quit smoking? Stop smoking. How do you quit drinking? You quit drinking. How do you get off drugs? You don't do drugs. Yeah, but how? How do you? Yeah, yeah. People spend a lot more money to get over addiction than they do my minimalism course. which I have a link to, not the course below, but I have a link to the Clary School of Economic Philosophy. So if I only offer my course once every 2 months, roughly, on minimalism. So it's not available now. You can't sign up for it. It's not available. But you can sign up for the school. You just provide me your email. I do not bomb you with emails. I only send out an email maybe once every 2 months or once a month saying, hey, this class is open if you want to take it. And I will be, now that I have the black background, now that I got it soundproof, now, yeah, baby step, one step at a time. Now I can record the new class I'm going to be offering called Achieving Financial Excellence. And that's the seminar I did for Donovan over at the Conference for Masculine Excellence. but I'm tailoring it to not have curse words and to be more agreeable to a general audience, not just a bunch of guys. The goddamn bacon. Why are my ears burning? Someone say bacon. Yes, the goddamn bacon, who you can find on YouTube. Not at thegoddamnbacon.com, because he hasn't touched that website in months. You got to go to YouTube and download the videos there and convert them to MP3s. Wisco Nomad, $2. The things you own end up owning you. Absolutely. I've seen it, man. I've seen it. Although he did end up getting that Firebird. It's the 1971 Firebird. The car I have wanted since I was a child. I rule. The competent man, $5. Don't know if you heard, but DT looks like only going to live stream once in a while after last Friday. Channel up to 1,200 subs. Well, see, I don't know why. Now he's monetized. Why is he only doing that? Once in a while after last Friday. I don't know. I haven't tuned into his show that much. I did tune into two episodes ago, start listening to it. But there's only so much time in the day. And it's not that I don't like, you know, Rollo or Rich Cooper or DT or whoever, or O'Shea Jackson. But, you know, this is my job. And they're like, oh, what do you want to hear? Other people do the same job you do. It's like, no, not really. Yeah, I'll tune in here and there. Oh, well, he's got kids. He's got family. I think that's it. That's it. All right. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. Links to two books down below. Betchapad Economics and Economic Philosophy, School of Economic Philosophy. It doesn't cost you anything to sign up for it. You just sign up for it. But then two other books. I probably should have linked them down below. Jacob Lundfisker's book, Early Retirement Extreme, and then Poor Richard's Retirement. The numbers are all there. The calculations, maybe you got to add 5 to 10% for inflation, but it's all right there. You, my fine young man, sir, you're fine. I would maybe get up to a quarter million, but I'd start making inklings to self-employment and then get out of Dodge, get out of the state that I hate. Get out of here. Get your clients there and then leave. Then go live in a low-cost Republican state where there's no crime. All right. See you kids later. Toodles.